This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation that is trying to help one of our great allies, the nation of Ukraine, focus on what victory means, what needs to be accomplished for a meaningful end to this war. Endless war is a disaster for Ukraine, clearly, the level of suffering that people are aware of. It's also a disaster for the United States and the world. We will get to that on the Medved Show. There's also an unforgettable piece. It's just wonderful to read it because it's so well written. It's written by a guy named Paul Podolsky. And Paul Podolsky is the author of Raising a Thief and The Things I Didn't Learn in School, a newsletter. He writes about somebody who just cannot be convinced that Putin isn't on the right side here, that Putin really is the way to go. We will get to that and how it is that people could actually maintain that point of view. There's a big piece in the New York Times about arguments about how much Ukraine should be willing to give up to actually end this war. And there are some people and there are some voices, particularly the leader of Poland, President Duda, and other voices in the alliance that say that Ukraine shouldn't give up anything, that they have to win unequivocally. And then there's this about President Zelensky. President Zelensky has been careful not to expand his aims toward a larger degradation of Mr. Putin's regime. He has said repeatedly that he wants the Russians pushed back to where they were on February 23rd before the large-scale invasion started. Only then, said President Zelensky, would Ukraine be prepared to negotiate seriously again with Russia about a ceasefire and a settlement. Zelensky said again this week that the war will have to end with a diplomatic solution and a sweeping military victory. Why is that victory so necessary? To make sure that this is not repeated. They have delivered about 85 of the new 125 howitzers that are long-range howitzers that the United States is providing to Ukraine. Various experts say it can make a big difference. And there was this from the mayor of Ukraine, who has become a mayor of Kyiv, of course, the capital of Ukraine. The mayor Vitaly Klitschko, who has become, together with President Zelensky, Minister of Defense in Ukraine, whose name is Reznikov, Vitaly Klitschko has become a major spokesman around the world and much admired around the world. He said this about what his fellow citizens and residents of Ukraine and of Kyiv face every day. He was speaking at the International Economic Summit, in Davos, Switzerland. He was speaking to Davos on a video conference call. Listen.
It's difficult to understand and to see, to feel the atmosphere of people who in one moment homeless. In one moment they doesn't see the future. Doesn't have friends, relatives. I have a feeling it's one long, long day nonstop.
Imagine how important it is to resolve the situation and to end this war. Henry Kissinger, who's 99 today, has come forward basically with a statement and a plea that isn't necessarily helpful, actually asking that that Ukraine put on the table the kind of concessions that realistically Zelensky cannot approve, because again, it would be viewed as a victory for President Putin and would encourage, who knows what the next target would be. It could be Ukraine again. It could be another piece of Ukraine if they get a piece of Ukraine from this. And part of what enables that to happen is revealed in this column in the Wall Street Journal. I mentioned to you, I think this is an outstanding piece. And it begins with this quote. It says, "America is out to destroy us," said Maria, my 92-year-old mother-in-law. She was in her Moscow kitchen. I was in Connecticut. Maria survived Stalin, the collapse of the Soviet Union, the loss of two children, and an alcoholic, abusive husband in Russia. Can't imagine. I love her, writes Paul Podolsky, but she is a fragile example of how vulnerable human beings can be to propaganda. We speak frequently because my wife, that's Maria's daughter, loathes Vladimir Putin. She can't have a conversation with her mother without it shifting into open conflict. Maria treats me with a degree of restraint Russians sometimes afford to foreigners. I ask about the weather. Most days, Maria is glued to Russian state TV, her exclusive source of information. Kids are dying, I said. Russian kids, younger than your grandchildren. That's war, she said flatly. If 50,000 die, will your opinion change, Maria? Vesti, Russia's flagship news program, is full of bizarre claims. Maria isn't educated, and the news is slick. The deeper Russia is submerged in lies, the more Maria insists that lashes out at those who speak the truth, even family. Maria's older sister, Zhenya, lives in Ukraine. Maria, they are shooting at us, Zhenya recently told Maria. This is particularly shocking given that Zhenya's deceased husband was a career Soviet military officer. They should be shooting, Maria replied. Can you imagine she tells her sister that she should be shot at by the Russians? Propaganda outweighs actual experience, like Stalinism, or what Maria herself saw and felt when she visited the U.S. She came when I was in graduate school in the mid-1990s. I took her shopping at a Star Market in suburban Boston. Her eyes widened at shelves laden with fresh vegetables and fruit during winter. While our graduate school student life was lean by American standards, it was over-the-top luxurious by Soviet standards. They lied to us, she said angrily. Who, I asked. They, she said, nodding her head. The Kremlin? She nodded. Now the moment of self-reflection is forgotten. The sanctions confirmed to her what she is being told, which is that the special military operation in Ukraine isn't about a sovereign state defending itself against unprovoked aggression, but instead that Ukraine is a puppet being directed by the evil U.S. If Zhenya, my wife, and I can't convince Maria she is being fed lies, then I suspect nothing can. We will win. Russia will win, she said to me. Russia will win definitely. The only thing that will shift this thinking is defeat. Unambiguous, total defeat. Mr. Putin doesn't exist in a vacuum. He reflects a broad swath of people like Maria. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. More in the danger of boots on the ground. Listen.
The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I'm delighted to welcome back to the show Christopher Blattman of the University of Chicago, where he is a professor of global conflict studies, and he co-leads the Development Economics Center and directs the Obama Foundation Scholars Program. His work on violence, crime, and poverty has been widely covered by the New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, The Washington Post, Financial Times, Forbes, and many other publications. Professor Blattman, thank you for joining us again today. And we spoke last time you were on about the reasons for war in Ukraine. And one of the remarkable insights of your book, which I think is very important to place the conflict in Ukraine in context and other conflicts in context, you make the point that many people have come to believe that war is the normal state of relations among countries. You say that that's not true, that usually even countries that hate each other's guts find a means to make peace or to keep peace. Why didn't that work for Russia and Ukraine?
Well, you know, for a while it did work in the sense that Vladimir Putin spent the better part of two decades trying everything he could short of invasion to co-opt Ukraine. And because, you know, simply because war was just so ruinous, we're seeing that right now. Why he ultimately decided to use this terrible tool, I mean, I think there's several reasons. Every answer to why we fight is an answer that a society or its leaders, in this case Putin, ignored the costs. He's a personalized dictator, so he wasn't accountable for a lot of them. That's number one. Number two, we hear stories about his desires for personal glory or visions of greatness for Russia that made him willing to pay what few costs he did bear for these ideological incentives. We hear stories that he misperceived the situation. He's isolated and insulated. I think that's probably true. We sometimes then overlook, I think, just the fact of how uncertain all this was at the outset. Just, I don't think anybody, least of all Vladimir Putin, expected to get such a bad draw on Western unity, Ukrainian buckiness, and bad Russian military performance. So I think a combination of these things helps understand why he ultimately decided to use this.
The name of the book is Why We Fight. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Subtitle, The Roots of War and the Paths to Peace. When it comes to paths for peace for Ukraine, we were speaking earlier, just moments ago, about the minimum standards that Zelensky believes are necessary even for meaningful negotiations, which are to clear Russia out of any territory that they have seized since February 23rd of this year. Is that realistic? Is there a path to peace that perhaps could be followed successfully before the end of the year?
So it's interesting. Zelensky has gone back and forth about the degree to which he's willing to compromise on these territorial concessions. So it's hard to say if he's just staking out a bargaining position, just like you or I would if, you know, with our opening bid with a used car salesman, or if he's really serious about this. I think it's, who knows, we don't really know. It's probably a mix of both. I think we're going to, over the next few months, these battles will be decided, and then Russia's going to probably occupy some territory, and I think Ukraine is probably going to learn that going on the offense is harder than being on the defense. And so at the very least, this will settle down to a stalemate. And I could very easily see that Zelensky and Ukrainians in general refuse to accept that state of affairs. But it might end up, and they might fight on as a result, or it might end up on like something like Kashmir, where for decades neither side has accepted the division of territories, but they seldom get extremely violent about it.
And, I mean, presumably if it is like Kashmir, it's at least stabilized most of the time. It's not violent all the time. In terms of the paths to peace generally, the fears right now of China invading Taiwan and trying to subdue Taiwan, part of this one China policy that they insist upon. What's the best way for leaders of the rest of the world to try to discourage that?
So there's a few options. I think one option, so if we remember that the reason for any, again, once again, goes back to the cost of war, how to make this more costly for China as a prospect. There's a few different ways. One, which is kind of the obvious way, but it's risky, is for the U.S. to make a much stronger and more certain strategic commitment to Taiwan, and that probably means following that up with increased militarization of that region. That is could be a powerful deterrent, but if it came to war, if China decided for its own reasons that it wanted to invade, then it brings the U.S. in and escalates this in a much more serious way. So it's a strategy that would probably work to an extent, but has risks. Then there's also just the general thought of how do we actually strengthen and empower all of China's competitors and adversaries and our maybe natural allies in the region, strengthening South Asia, strengthening Southeast Asia, trying to encourage more economic development, trying to encourage more integration with the U.S. and cooperation with the U.S. I think that, too, by facing basically more powerful and more liberal democratic allies in the area, I think that would also be a slightly less risky strategy for reducing China's incentives to invade.
Okay, we just went through really 70 years, maybe more, you could even say, of a Cold War, mm-hmm. where the United States followed strategies that were ultimately seemed very successful. Our adversary changed the form of government, gave up much of its empire, but most of all, we avoided nuclear war. Now there are open threats, renewed threats of nuclear war from Russia. Mm-hmm. The best strategy to win again, as the United States did before?
So I think, well, first of all, I'd say both sides have been fairly clear about the circumstances in which they would use nuclear weapons. And that doesn't change very little, other than a little bit of saber-rattling by Putin, who was maybe trying to change some of the lines of which they don't want the West to cross, but I think he was just unsuccessful in that, and the lines are still drawn as they were, and everyone knows what to do to avoid this. Now, that doesn't mean the risk is zero, but I think it means the risk is probably as similarly low as it was before this began. So that's why I'm not particularly concerned. As for what the U.S. could do on this, I think we're basically caught in the same strategic dilemma we've been caught in since the beginning of this war, is that nuclear deterrence is this thing that works most of the time and in a promising way, but it's hardly a complete assurance for peace.
On the book, which is fascinating and important, Why We Fight, The Roots of War and the Paths to Peace, Professor Christopher Blattman of the University of Chicago, thank you for your contribution and clarity. When we come back, more on Zelensky's response to Kissinger.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is expected to announce as early as next week it will send to Ukraine long-range rocket systems Kyiv says are necessary to fight off the Russian onslaught in the Donbass region. Texas police are admitting they made a mistake during the elementary school classroom massacre. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McGraw is saying the police decided not to go in because they mistakenly believed it was a barricade situation and there were no students allowed. He says there are still unanswered questions about the timeline that they are investigating.
If the 911 operators were aware that children were alive in that classroom, why weren't officers notified of that? And if that's the case, why didn't they take action?
The mass shooting continued for an hour until a tactical team arrived and shot and killed the suspect. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show, MichaelMedved.com.
And on the MichaelMedved.com and on the show, on the Medved Show, we actually were mentioning Henry Kissinger before, who was a birthday boy this week, 99 years young, but still making contributions to the world up and at him, and he spoke at Davos, apparently. And in Davos, Switzerland, at the World Economic Summit, he called for President Zelensky of Ukraine to make major concessions to Russia in order to bring peace, including guarantees of neutrality, including giving up territory like the Crimea, like most of Donbass, of Luhansk, and Donetsk, that all was not viewed so positively by President Zelensky. He responded with the following statement. He said, it seems that Mr. Kissinger's calendar is not 2022, but 1938. And he thought he was talking to an audience not in Davos, but in Munich of that time. He said, of course, referring to the appeasement of the Nazi Third Reich by the governments of Britain and France. Italy was also a part of the Munich Agreement. And the agreement was basically not even consulting the country that was being dismembered. They were giving a third of the land area and a third of the population of Czechoslovakia. They were just giving it to Germany without consulting the Czech leadership, which seemed to be ready to fight. By the way, the real year, 1938, said President Zelensky, when Mr. Kissinger's family was fleeing Nazi Germany, he was 15 years old, and he understood everything perfectly. And nobody heard from him that it was necessary to adapt to the Nazis instead of fleeing them or fighting them. Seems to me a powerful answer. There is this also by John Kirby, who is the Pentagon spokesman. He is in the process of moving over to the White House as part of their communications shakeup, as if you talk about moving deck chairs on the Titanic. There also just debuted yesterday the new White House press secretary, Karine St-Pierre, and so Kirby is going to have another role over at the White House. But he spoke yesterday assuring Americans there will be no boots on the ground. This is because there was upset about a colonel being present in Ukraine and the reopening of the U.S. embassy in Kyiv. Listen to John Kirby.
On troops in Ukraine, the president, the commander-in-chief, has been clear. There are not going to be U.S. troops fighting in Ukraine, and that is the case today. As you know, the embassy has opened, and there's a defense attaché, a colonel as the defense attaché, and that colonel is operating in with the embassy folks. I'm not going to go beyond that in terms of talking about troops in Ukraine. Nothing has changed about the president's direction that U.S. troops will not be fighting in this war in Ukraine. That has not changed.
And that seemed to be a somewhat hesitant response. But the difficulty here, of course, is we are intensifying our commitment to Ukraine with the bipartisan passage of the new aid package, which is just under $40 billion. It's a lot of money and a lot of useful equipment. There's also this story, which is actually, Greg, can we find, we have a Michael Medved multicultural moment that we should use to introduce this story. It's a story in San Francisco where, believe it or not, they are banning the word chief. Can you figure out why they would want to ban the word chief? Well, it's an amazing story. And let's listen to... Okay. Well, we have, can you paint with all the colors of the wind, of course, and you can imagine it and imagine it. And here is the reality, the way this news story is covered on Fox. Listen, clip 11.
In San Francisco, as city schools ban the use of the word chief in connection with any work level. In other words, officials say the move is out of cultural respect for Native Americans. A replacement term has not yet been determined.
Okay, the way they write about this in Wall Street Journal, the San Francisco School District is a slow learner, apparently. In February, voters ousted three school board members in landslide elections. One complaint was that the board was more interested in progressive gestures, such as scrubbing Abraham Lincoln's name off school buildings, than in reopening classrooms amid the pandemic. But the San Francisco Chronicle now reports that the school district is planning to phase out the word chief in its job titles, given that, quote, Native American members of our community have expressed concerns. How many? Currently, the district has executives with the customary roles of chief financial officer, chief of staff, and so on. No more. Here's what is particularly amusing, writes the journal, is that this attempt at progressive sensitivity. While the English language has lots of words that can be traced to the native peoples of the Americas, including chipmunk, I didn't know that, barbecue, and hurricane, they don't include the word chief. That word comes from Old French and originally Latin, and the Oxford English Dictionary has citations going back to 1297. Farewell, great chief, says a character in Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra. That's dated in the early 1600s. Somehow, we doubt that he was thinking about a Sioux, the biblical translation from William Tyndale in 1526, speaks of the power of Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. Well, that must be what's behind this. I mean, look, I understand the Cleveland Indians are now the Cleveland Guardians, and everything is so much better. and the San Francisco blank skins, you know what the name was, the old name. Now the name is the Commanders, and everything is so much better. The San Francisco School District was at pains to emphasize that the title changes are in no way diminishing the indispensable contributions of our district central service leaders. In other words, if you were the chief curriculum officer, you'll have a different name. They're probably, what will they change the name to? Principal, right? But then there's a principal of the school. Is that even fair? Because principal indicates primary. Is it fair to say that somebody is the primary officer of finances? The replacement term, the Chronicle reports, has not been determined. It says, sound like they need another recall election. And this one, San Francisco is doing so very well, keeping the streets clean and functional, dealing with crime. There are going to be, I believe it's on the ballot this November, if not before, they're having a vote in San Francisco on the recall of the city attorney. Actually, it's a district attorney in San Francisco. Chesley Boudin. If there's any justice at all, will be voted out of power. Speaking of power, there is a Democratic socialist here in Washington State who is seeking power by promoting the popular idea of forcibly occupying empty houses around the country. We'll talk about that coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, look, it's a crowded marketplace in terms of politics. And what that means is that it's tough to get attention if you're just a normal candidate and you haven't committed some kind of monstrous crime or you don't say something really stupid and extreme. Well, problem solved, at least in terms of one candidate for Congress of the United States. Her name is Rebecca Parson, and she is a member of the Socialist Democratic Coalition Party, and she is running. And again, we don't have partisan primaries here in the state of Washington, so that if she finishes second to the incumbent Democrat, who is, among others, one that she is challenging, she'd be on the final ballot. I think it's very reluctant, a very, very long shot, that Rebecca Parson is actually going to win. But she certainly has won all kinds of attention with a commercial. And you have to see the commercial to get the full force of it, but we'll play it for you. It's basically a bid for the all-important homeless vote and homeless sympathizer vote, because you see her and she's in the dark and her face is barely lit, which is actually probably a good thing for her campaign. And she is at one point she comes out with a monkey wrench, and it looks like she's driven up to your neighborhood and she's about to break into your home. Why? Because it's in her platform that people all over the country should start forcibly breaking into empty houses and living there. Because everybody has a right to housing, right? The Rebecca Parson Democratic Socialist ad, clip 15, sounds like this.
You feel it, I feel it, we're on the edge of collapse. The corporate elite tell us not to worry, but what has doing what they told us ever gotten us?
Now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told you.
I did what they told me. I went to college, I got a master's degree, I ended up living in my car. So I stopped doing what they told me. We occupied empty buildings and got 200 shelter beds added in our town. 200 people who didn't freeze to death. Billionaires tell us you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Well, f*** that. They want you depressed and hopeless. No, you should be angry and hopeful. Imagine I proposed a housing for all bill in Congress. Then imagine you, me, and a million of our friends took action and occupied empty houses nationwide. They couldn't ignore us. No one has ever done anything like this. That's why it's going to work. Are you ready?
Are you ready? That's Rage Against the Machine in the background. Are you ready? What a platform. She just did an interview with Fox News about her platform. She said, no, she doesn't really want to have people break into houses and occupy them. What she wants people to do is to get their governments to buy houses and make them available for the homeless. Which, of course, is a terrific thing for all those people who have saved up and worked hard and finally, maybe in some cases, a culmination of years and years of effort and saving, they've put together the resources to actually buy a home. But then again, if somebody's worked hard on the homes for the homeless bandwagon, does that count as a suitable reward? There's also the city of Seattle that's, and this is a report from Q13, that is attempting to implement its no shelter, no sweep policy regarding homeless encampments. Listen.
Before the encampment at Woodland Park was cleared last week, outreach workers spent 4 months trying to get nearly 100 campers to take a referral to temporary housing. 89 eventually did. How many actually showed up at a shelter? We do not know.
We took the time to get to know people.
The new policy, no shelter, no sweep.
That bed availability dictates the speed at which we move rather than trying to force a false outcome.
It marks a shift in strategy and puts pressure on the city and the regional homelessness authority to have enough tiny homes, for example, empty and ready to go before a camp is cleared.
We don't sweep, we treat. And we house, and that's what we will do.
The removal was also slowed by nearly a dozen people moving into the park at the last minute, putting even more pressure on the strategy that relies on shelter space, which is in short supply.
The fact that other people moved into the area actually is not a problem. It is a marker of success. People came to a place where they saw a good thing happening.
Okay. Can we put together that logic? They're trying to clear out this this encampment. And by the way, it's in a very beautiful part of the city, and it's right near the very popular and beautiful and wonderful Woodland Park Zoo, where our almost two-year-old grandson likes to experience things. And Woodland Park Zoo, and there it is in Woodland Park, and they have an encampment with more than 100 people camping out. And it takes them 4 months, and they finally persuade these people, okay, we're going to clear out the encampment, let the park be a park. And then at the last minute, they have more people camping out there. And the homeless advocates say, that's a good thing, because they know that the way that they can get something free is by breaking the law and basically occupying the camp. And the entire idea that what people really need, who are living out on the street, who are strung out on drugs, who are suffering from mental illness, they have a problem with the drugs they do take and a problem with the drugs they don't take, and that many of them need because of very serious psychiatric issues, it's obviously there. So the notion that that this is a good thing, a policy that says no shelter, no sweep. By the way, in Edmonds, and they made the front page of the Seattle Times today, in Edmonds, Washington, which is a wonderful town up in Snohomish County, they just passed a law saying, no, you cannot sleep in a public park, and they will not guarantee you a place to stay. You will not have a guaranteed shelter before they require that you leave the public park and leave the environmental and quality of life and business damage that you are creating by just plopping down with a settlement. It's in this case, they're not going to allow colonizers to build new homeless colonies in Edmonds, Washington. And that seems worth applauding. Now, in the midst of everything,
all that dirtiness and homelessness, y'all, man, y'all got to clean that off the streets.
That's Charles Barkley, and he's exactly right, speaking about San Francisco. And speaking of not just San Francisco, but all over the country, there's something new to worry about. Monkeypox! The WHO. WHO gives a flavor of what I'm sure we're going to be hearing much more about as the months go on. Listen.
Right now we are describing what we are seeing. And what we are seeing are cases being detected in the communities of men having sex with men, who identify as having sex with men. But as surveillance expands, we expect that more cases will be seen. But we do need to put this into context because it's not COVID. So we have so far seen, and I don't actually have the exact numbers at hand because we're learning more as even as we sit here, but we're talking about less than about 200 cases of confirmed and suspected cases so far. So that may change over time. So this is really important why we have surveillance and why we have raised an alert to say, okay, we need to be on the lookout for this in countries that don't typically experience monkeypox.
Okay, monkeypox is nasty and it's serious, and I hope they make progress on this. Again, America being tested again with another potential pandemic. It's not a pandemic yet. Yes, that's right. When we come back, we'll talk about the whole idea that with all of the controversy that we have going on right now, oh, there's this controversy, it's a political controversy, which is, are the leading Republicans going to be thrown off the ballot in the state of Michigan? Why? Because of problems with their signature gathering in placing, getting to earn a place on the ballot. Does Gretchen Whitmer, potential presidential candidate, people say, does she get a free ride to be virtually unopposed as governor of Michigan? Stay tuned, we'll cover that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.